Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Chambers, the go-to performance, well-being and leadership consultant for Australia's largest companies, and I'm here to help you get your head right. This week, we're exploring the secret ingredient of high-performing teams, psychological safety. What if I told you that the most important factor for your team's success is not how smart, skilled or experienced your team members are, but how safe they feel to speak their minds, take risks and learn from mistakes? This is what Google found out after spending millions of dollars and years of research on finding the keys to team effectiveness. They called it Project Aristotle, after the famous quote by the bearded philosopher, "The whole is greater than the sum of its parts." They studied 180 teams across the company, looking for patterns and correlations between team composition, structure, culture, and performance, but they couldn't find any. It didn't matter how smart, diverse, or experienced the team members were, how well they got along, or how they organized their work. Some teams excelled while others struggled, even with similar makeup or goals. So what was the difference? After digging deeper into the data, they found one factor that stood out above all others: psychological safety. This is a shared belief that it's okay to take risks, express your ideas and concerns, to speak up with questions and to admit mistakes, all without fear of negative consequences. So how can you create psychological safety in your own team? Well, it starts with you, the leader. You need to model the behaviors that you want to see in your team members, being curious, open, respectful, and supportive. Encourage them to share their opinions and feedback, even if they disagree with you or others. Celebrate their successes and learn from their failures. Finally, empower them to take ownership of their work and make decisions autonomously. If you want more tips on how to build psychological safety in your team, I've got a great blog post on this over at my website, drrichardchambers.com. Until next week, stay mindful and remember, success in any endeavor begins with getting your head right. Where's your head at?